ZLK.
KKD2VNG.
Good evening. How are you?
Good enough. Yeah, no New Year's Eve celebration as usual. You know, I had my one drink of the night, and I'll probably just lie down and go to sleep. I've never actually stayed up for the New Year in the past couple of years. I'm usually in bed before then.
I don't remember what we've done the last couple of years. I probably won't stay up tonight either. Met a friend for dinner. He was down from Michigan visiting his dad, who's not doing too well, and it was just kind of a quick trip, and it was last minute, so I met him for dinner and headed back home now.
Doing well, and is everyone else doing well?
Well, his dad is just 86 and is in assisted living and seems to be declining in health, so he wanted to come down and visit him.
He's 86. When I'm 86, I hope to have been dead for 20 years. You know, if he made it that long, well, you know, still, yeah, he's in declining health. That's too bad.
Well, I've known him since second grade, so he's an old friend, and I've known his parents for a long time. So, his mom passed away a few years ago, but it was good to see him. Got to meet him and see him and his oldest daughter. They were down.
It's nice to have. I don't think I've been in, you know, I wouldn't know anyone that I've known in second grade or even in high school. Yeah, you know, usually if it's not an old friend like that, you just lose touch with people after a while.
And we did lose touch for a little bit, even in middle school, grade school, middle school, but ended back up as best friends in high school, and even though we've lived apart, you know, across the country all these years, and we don't keep in touch regularly. When we do, it's just like we're picking up an old time. So it was nice to see him.
I've pretty much lost touch with everyone that I've ever known. I wouldn't know where to find most of them again. You know, which is unfortunate, but I guess eventually you meet new people. Now, you know, you get to be up there in years, and it's hard, you know, it's hard for people my age or our age or whatever, I don't know, you know, to find new friends or new acquaintances or whatever. Because by the time you get to a certain point in your life, you're set in your ways, and you're pretty much set in your attitudes. And quite frankly, at this point in my life, most people kind of piss me off. Well, not you, but a lot of others.
I can take it. You can tell me the truth. I understand. You, we do get set in our ways, and it's hard to bend on some things, isn't it?
Get set in your ways. You get less tolerant of other people's idiosyncrasies or, you know, their attitudes or beliefs or whatever. So I guess over time it gets harder for, you know, it's funny. When I first met Deborah, she was the same way. And I'm like, you know why we get along, Deborah? Because people piss us off.
In one way of looking at it. So I'm kind of guessing at your age, but I'm assuming you're not quite 66 yet, since you said you'd want to be dead 20 years if you were 86.
In August, that's close enough.
You think you'll change your mind when you get a little bit closer?
I look at it this way, you know, as you start to get there, you see that death appear over the horizon. Like when you're driving somewhere, you see this far-off place, then all of a sudden it's not so far off, and it keeps getting closer and closer and closer. You know, the guy with the hood and the scythe and whatever, then you start seeing him, you know, across the street, or then across the other street. So with every passing year, you see him getting closer.
Well, yeah, that's a different, I mean, it's a visual, that's for sure, but yeah, a lot of times we don't think about that kind of stuff until it's either it's too late or, well, a lot of people don't think about those kind of things, and I think we probably should live a little bit more like with that thought in the back of our mind, you know, it's going to happen soon, and it's getting closer.
Yeah, live every day like it's your last, because I guess one day you'll be right.
The other day that I thought was pretty cool, somebody said, I don't want to live every day like it's my last. I want to live every day like it's my first, with all the excitement of all the new things that I, you know, someone sees for the first time. I understand that. I see it both ways. You know, if you live it like it's your last, where you do everything, you know, you would do everything you're supposed to and make up for all lost time and all that, there is that side of it, but living like it's the first time you've ever seen anything, too, or seeing new things for the first time, that's kind of cool, too.
You know, people are, you know, the world, I've seen a totally different world from when I was, let's say, you know, a youngster, as it was, let's say, 50 years ago. If you were to look back at it now, then, you know, looking into the future, you wouldn't recognize it. So much has remained the same, and yet so much has changed. We've experienced changes in our lifetime that I don't think 20, 30, 40 years ago we would even have thought were possible. So I don't know if that's an argument for or against living every day as your first versus your last.
I'm on a Hindi talk and I'm driving, so I may break in and out. But I agree with you. We have seen a lot of changes. And I know every generation says that, but sometimes I think surely they didn't see this many changes.
And next year, we may go to the moon. We may land people on the moon. Gee, I thought I'd never live to see that.
Exciting world in some ways. A scary world in other ways.
Have to laugh because, NASA says we have a moon mission for 2024, 2025. Wow, man. That's going to be cool. I never thought I'd live to see the day we'd land people on the moon. You know, young people look at the world like everything is new. You know, it's all been done before. Or what is it? From the book of Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right. Most people's idea of history starts from the day they were born. That's when their perception of life, you know, not really history, but the way things should be or ought to be is from about the time they were born, or when they start becoming aware, till whatever the age they are now.
It is still quite a lot, and you know, in other ways, it changes very little. I guess in the larger ways, in the larger sense, things really don't change very much at all. People are still people wherever and whenever and whatever era, whatever country they happen to be in.
True. And I was thinking, you know, a lot of people thinking of change, they say, well, if I move, things will be better. Or if I buy this house, a different house, things will be better. Change jobs. The problem is most of our problems are our own self, and we happen to bring those with us, so we still have the same issues. Anyway, Glenn, I'm home. Happy New Year to you, and thanks for coming back to me. Enjoy the chat, and I hope you have a good evening, and hope everything goes well for you in the next year. KD2BNG and 4ZLK.
KD2BNG. Yeah, Deborah was right. That's the trap I keep falling into. She said to me one day, wherever you go, you still got to take yourself with you. So, anyway, 7-3s, and we'll talk to you later, and Happy New Year.
4ZLK.